produced, or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lacombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it is the fifth game of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you set for tonight's contest between the Pirates and the Marlins single-A affiliates. Bradenton has dropped the last two after they won the first two games. Last night it was a 7-6 close victory. Bradenton, they got three late on a home run from Axel Plaz, but again, just unfortunately fell behind early, and then in the middle innings after they tied things up with a couple of home runs. That's been the theme in these 2024 season. The home run balls have been there for Bradenton. Well, we had a chance to talk with hitting coach Scott Siebel before the game about some of that power from some of those guys. That conversation's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with hitting coach and Scott Siebel. And Scott, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And obviously big week for you this week playing the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Marlins affiliate. I know you came over from the Marlins to now work for the Pirates, and there are some familiar faces down in the other clubhouse right now. Just what's it been to reconnect with guys like Frank Moore, who's filling in on, as a manager this week?
Oh, it's been great. I haven't seen the guys in a little over a year. I was with Frankie Moore up in Pensacola in 2022. We actually won the Southern League Championship there, so we have some great memories working together up there. And I was with Ty Hawkins, the hitting coach. I think I was with him for 2 years in New York and then 3 years over with the Marlins, and I'm very familiar with him, and it was great to catch up with him as well. It's been good. You always like to see familiar faces.
I know we've talked about this before, but also you had a chance to play with John Mabry when you were at the St. Louis Cardinals, and now his son, JT, he's been in the batting room almost every day this week. So has John exchanged a couple texts with you, or you had a chance to talk with JT at all?
Yeah, that was awesome. I did talk to him. I actually sent John, the dad, a text about a month ago. I was doing some research on a pitcher we're facing, and lo and behold, JT was batting, and so I sent him a video of it, and I said it was great. Yeah, I lived with John in 2005 when I was in St. Louis. He's one of the better people in the game, and the stuff he did for me, I never forget. He really helped me out a lot. But I do remember every morning waking up, having breakfast with the family, and throwing batting practice, wiffle ball, in the driveway to JT. I think he was 5 years old at the time. So it was great. It's great to see him here. It's great to see him living, fulfilling his dream, and it's just been awesome.
Did you ever think that one day, throwing wiffle balls to him, that you might face him on the opposition at one end at some point?
No, I never thought we'd be opponents. I knew he'd make it, but I figured we'd be on the same team.
That makes sense. And speaking of team as well, Bradenton's offense, power surge as of late, outside of April, it's been incredible to watch. A couple home runs yesterday, again, from guys like Alfonso and Delgado. you know, where has his power surge come from a little bit?
You know, the guys have been working their butts off all year. I'm not surprised at all. There's some guys on here with some major league power, and I think we've seen that this summer. I know Alfonso's probably got the least, home runs amongst the home run hitters, but he's got the capability. If he fixes a thing here or a thing there, he has the capability to hit 5 to 8, more before even August. So it's an exciting group. They work hard. They want to get better. Every day they come in the cage looking to get better, and just been a fun year so far.
Let's talk about other guys as well. Talk about Alfonso, but Esmelin Valdez and Axel Palaz, those two guys I feel like have really been impressive so far, especially let's start with Valdez. Been here the whole season, first year, full year in single A. What has stood out to you the most about him, just his aura at the plate?
I tell you what, from April till now, the one thing that stands out is his maturity. Talk about a kid growing up in 4 months. He's a different human being today than he was back in April. The maturity level, the focus, the work ethic. I mean, he wants to get better, and he's just he's doing all the things he has to do that. And it's been really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And Axel Palaz, he's 18 years old, came up middle of May, and he's done nothing but hit home runs at another yesterday. Just watching him too, it seems so easy for him with his power. Has there been like a comp you've seen from someone that young of an age and just the power he has?
Not really. I mean, first of all, from day one, we were in Tampa, I think it was May 17th. First game, he just gets in the box, takes a slider, gets a fastball, home run. He's just so relaxed and so in control of his emotions in the box. And to have the power he has at 18 years old, I mean, you think about this kid. He's a senior in high school. He's a freshman in college. He's something special. I think he's going to be a good player for a long time, because just the way he maintains composure and obviously the bat speed and the pop, every time he comes to the box, I know the whole bench is always watching.
As are we up in the press box as well. Again, chatting here with hitting coach and Scott Siebel. All-Star break is coming up. Do you have any big plans up on the horizon for you?
Yeah, my family's coming into town tonight. So my wife and my two boys and my daughter will be down here tonight, actually. They're at the airport now. I think they land at 8 o'clock. But it's a pretty neat story. I took this job back in December, but before I took this job, I had plans to go with a big group of friends to on a vacation to Clearwater. And obviously, I got the job. I said I couldn't, go, obviously. And what turns out, that vacation week is this coming week. So it's great. My family will be here. We'll get to go up to Clearwater for a day or two and hang out with a big group of friends of ours, and we're looking forward to it.
Not going to Baycare Ballpark at all. We've been there a couple times already. No more plans. But any more plans to go to Baycare Ballpark?
No. I'm just gonna go to the beach and relax for a couple of days.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Scott Siebel, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on the pregame show.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Lineup some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for game 5 of this 6-game set. Let's get to the starting lineups quickly, starting with the Jupiter Hammerheads. McCants playing second base, bats lead off. Shane Sasaki, the center fielder, hits second. Ignacio Bradshaw Cruz. And then Martinez, Lane, Sanchez, and Rodriguez as the Marauders take the field. Jake Brooks, the righty on the hill today for Jupiter. 1-9 for Bradenton. Bishop, Toledo, Valdez, Plaz, Polanco, Sosa, Mickness, Rivas, and Zapata. They are the left fielder, second baseman, right. Catching center field, DH, first short and third with Carlos Jimenez on the hill today. We come back. It'll be first pitch here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecombe Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lecombe Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's game number 5 of this week-long series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. Thomas Zinzarella, so happy you could join us on Pride Night at the ballpark, as Bradenton looks to get back in the win column after they've dropped their last two contests. Last night it was a 7-6 Jupiter win, in which they outlasted Bradenton late. Jordan McCants, Shane Sasaki, and Ryan Ignafo, 1, 2, and 3, coming up to the plate here against Carlos Jimenez, who is making his 7th start of the season, 16th appearance. He is 2-3 with a 4.85 ERA, has walked 48, struck out 54, and allowed just 28 hits in 39 innings. That's a 193 against average, but the biggest thing for him has been, can he continue to throw strikes or not? So that is the biggest thing for him. As Jimenez ready to go. Bradenton in their black jersey tops. I read Bradenton in the gold script, white pants, primary black cap with Marty the Marauder logo featured on the top of it. Turquoise tops today for Jupiter as Jimenez deals home. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner at 94 miles an hour, and we're off and running at 6:32 p.m. Jimenez facing the lefty, Jordan McCants. Ready to go again, the 0-1. And a fastball, bob in the zone, called strike. It's quickly 0-2. Game time temperature, 87 degrees. Clouds up in the sky. Wind blowing at 4 miles an hour right now. 0-2 is foul back straight to the screen. McCants this week, 3 for 15, a double, a home run, and 2 runs scored. Had the double and a home run 2 nights ago. Was 0 for 4 yesterday. First time batting leadoff this week. 0-2 sails high up and away. That's been the duty of Colby Shade the first 4 nights. He's got an off day tonight. Menez is ready to rock and roll. 1-2. It's 2-2. Now yesterday, Jupiter jumped ahead with 2 runs in the top of the first inning after a pair of walks. They've scored in the first inning the last 2 nights. They've won both those games. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit in the air straight away center field. Polanco frozen to his right, settles under it, and makes the grab. One gone. Shane Sasaki coming to the dish here. Let's take a look at the outfield and the positioning for Bradenton tonight. Braylon Bishop, Shalene Polanco, and as Marilyn Valdez is in right. Zapata's at third. Rivas and Toledo up the middle. Justin Mickness is at first, and Axel Plaz does the catching. Sasaki the righty. First pitch, he swings and misses at a fastball, 95 for strike one. Jimenez making 3 straight starts now after he's been out of the bullpen. That's because Bradenton's rotation pitching staff has been banged up. 0-1, a fastball clips the outer edge. Went 2 on Sasaki, who is a rehabber from AA Pensacola. One out, base is clear in the first. 0-2. High and in, 95 again. Menace's last start gave up 2 earned runs on just 1 hit, walked 3. And Ford Myers, his lone hit allowed was a home run. 1-2. Breaky ball whacked back. Guy who's been in Bradenton the last 2 seasons was coming off an injury last year, so really overall he made 7 appearances, 2 in Bradenton out of the bullpen. Was a mainstay in the rotation in 2022 though. 1-2, swing and a miss for strike 3. Fastball 94 on the inside corner. 2 batters, 2 outs here. Two outs, base is clear for Ryan Ignofo, top of the first inning. As a DH tonight, he's caught the last few nights. Opening pitch, there's a breaking ball down and away for a ball. Really good stuff. Jimenez features in his pitch arsenal, has that mid-90s fastball, good curveball, changeup as well, as a 1-0 check swing, and he offered at it. Counts even 1-1. Our 2 umpires today, Liana Ricks is back behind Tome, calling balls and strikes. Garrett Nelson's in the field. 1-1. Curveball tap foul, third base side. And is looking for back-to-back strikeouts. He's got a strikeout rate of 27%. It's pretty high. Settles in. 1-2. Swinging a cue shot foul, first base side. Ignofo late on it. Ignofo this year hitting .316 in 65 games, 16 doubles, 5 home runs, and 34 RBIs. He's also stolen 15 bases. It's been a nice find. He was a 20th round pick last year by the Marlins. out of Eastern Illinois. Same school as Jimmy G. 1-2. Breaking ball. Fouled back. It's an FCF school in football. Yeah, Tony Romo, Jimmy Garoppolo, the two big alums. Also Sean Payton, who's the head coach of the Broncos now. 1-2. Tapper right in front of home as it spins foul, though. Claws out of his crouch to chase after it. Yeah, as a football school, they play in the Ohio Valley Conference, which has merged conferences in the FCS right now for football. Big South and the OVC merging together. One, two. Swinging a pop-up. Left side of the infield. Right near the mound. Zapata charging in and makes the catch in between home plate and the pitcher's mound. A 1-2-3 top of the first for Carlos Jimenez. Marauders to pad here in the first on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPT-US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, scoreless ball game between Bradenton and Jupiter on this Saturday night at Lecom Park. Jake Brooks, who's been excellent this season, climbs on top of the rubber to face Braylon Bishop, Gerald Toledo, and as Marilyn Valdez. First pitch to lefty. It's a fastball up and away at 90 miles an hour for ball one. Brooks' numbers this year, 7-1 with a 1.64 ERA in 14 appearances. 1-0 is a sharp hit ground ball in the hole right side. McCants one step to his left, fields and throws, one gone. Gerald Toledo, next man up here. Finish the numbers on Brooks, 76 2/3 innings, which is a lot in 14 appearances. He's walked 14, struck out 52, and those 76 2/3 has allowed his 50 hits as well. Switch hitting Toledo, batting left, takes a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. If you look at the game log for Brooks, he went two innings out of the bullpen his last time out in Palm Beach on July the 6th, a week ago. 1-0 is off speed at the knees, called strike. But he's a guy that's gone seven innings this year. That was against St. Lucie. 1-1 off speed. Toledo's out in front of for strike two. His other appearance in the bullpen went three. Every start this year has been at least five innings. 1-2. Swinging a tapper at home plate. Was drafted in the 11th round last year out of UCLA. Pitched for the FCL Marlins. Pitched two games and now a rotation piece for Jupiter. 1-2. Now back off the third base side. Toledo coming in riding a seven-game on-base streak. 3-4-11 this week with a double and four RBIs. 1-2. Number right in front of the pitcher's mound. Field it wide, throw to first, but Martinez able to shuffle into foul territory and keep his foot on the bag. Two outs. Base is empty for Esmerlin Valdez. Let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right. Davis Bradshaw, Shane Sasaki, John Cruz is in right. Junior Sanchez at third, Christian Rodriguez, Jordan McCants up the middle. Ural Martinez at first, and Carmine Lane is doing the catching. Valdez the righty. He takes outside for a ball. Brooks has seven wins coming in. That's pretty incredible. Half his appearances, he's picked up a win. 1-0 is ripped out and missed. Fastball high and tight. 7 wins this year are tied for the most in the FSL. 1-1 is up and in as it bends. Valdez out of the way. Is Maryland kind of having a breakout season here? First full year. He's 20 years old in single A. He slugged 12 home runs, 41 RBIs. 2-1. Slider down and out of the zone. Hitting 243 with an 837 OPS. Pitch is low for ball four. Valdez with a walk extends his on-base streak to 9 games. This is really sneaky about him. He walks a good bunch. That's his 36th walk of the year. He's at first for Axio Plaza, the catcher. Scoreless game, bottom one. And first pitch from Brooks. Fastball clips the inside corner, called strike. Plaza with 2 home runs this week. Has run his count up to a dozen. Had one in the 8th inning yesterday. Drove home 3 runs. The 0-1. And a breaking ball up and in. Counts even. Plaz playing in just his 40th game. He has 12 home runs and 31 RBIs. Just an incredible pace that he's on right now. The 1-1. Swing and a miss with a fastball. With Valdez out first and 2 outs. One, two. Swinging a blooper. Shallow right field. It will dunk in. Base hit. Valdez flying around second base. He slides into third as he goes first to third on a little flare. And Bradenton has something cooking here in the first. The offense coming with 2 outs. It was a walk to Valdez. It now applies with a Duncan single. Shalene Polanco, the lefty center fielder. First pitch. Fastball popped up left side of the diamond. On the infield, Rodriguez squeezes it in between second and third to end the half inning. No runs hit, 2 men left on base. We go to the second, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentomarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top two, Bradenton and Jupiter are scoreless as Carlos Jimenez retired the side in order in the first, faces Davis Bradshaw, John Cruz, and Yoel Martinez in the second inning. Righty Jimenez works downhill. Fastball in the outside corner is a called strike to the lefty Bradshaw, who's also rehabbing from Double-A Pensacola. It's up on the panhandle of Florida. The 0-1 taken down and away for a ball. Say it's probably, you can obviously fly there. It's about probably give or take a 6-7 hour drive, maybe a little bit more than that. 1-1 is a tapper, third base side of the mound. Jimenez off, fields and throws, one gone. So Jimenez has been off to a good start so far. This is John Cruz. Lefty batter with one out, base is clear. Opening pitch, down and in for a ball. Jimenez talked about him being a starter for Bradenton in 22. He did make two starts against the Hammerheads that year. Now one actually in Jupiter and Roger Dean, 1-0. Here's a sharp hit ground ball, back up the middle, diving stop by Rivas, pops up to first, it's late. Good scoop by Mickness, but Javier Rivas, welcome back to the lineup, his first game in a week. And that's the type of defense that you can give to you. So a single for Cruz brings up Yoel Martinez. And that first start in Jupiter came on May the 12th in 2022. Took the loss, gave up four runs, just one earned, though, on one hit and 2 2/3. Breaking ball's in there for a strike. He did walk five that day, but struck out six. Then at Lecom Park, pitched a much better outing. The 0-1, swing and a miss, good changeup there. Picked up the no decision, but five scoreless innings, walked three, allowed three hits, and struck out five. Threw just 66 pitches in that start against Jupiter. They end up winning 1-0 on a walk-off in the seventh. It was a doubleheader. 0-2, ground ball to first. Mickness to the back, out there, throw to second. The tag applied, double play. That ends the half inning. 1.5 gone. Scoreless game from Lecom Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the second inning, Jupiter and Bradenton are scoreless after Carlos Jimenez uses an inning-ending double play to work around that single. Bradenton left two on. In the first inning, Miguel Sosa kickstarts the second inning against Brooks. First pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Sosa, the DH today, plays mostly in the outfield. One. There's a good off-speed belt tie on the inner edge called strike. Sosa in his second series with Bradenton. 0-2. And a breaking ball down on the dirt. Is two for his first 18 at the plate with a home run. Came on July 3rd here. 1-2. Check swing leads it upstairs. Fastball for Brooks today, right about 90 to 92. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Uses the slider to put him away. First strikeout for him. Leadoff man put away for the second straight inning. Brings up Justin Mignis. Boy, it's been a big week for Mignis. He homered the other night, his first career home run, then pitched yesterday out of the bullpen. First pitch to the lefty is a backdoor breaking ball outside for ball one. Bradenton ran out of pitching, and so used as the position player, Mignis was tossed a 1-2-3 ninth. The 1-0. That's a ball is now challenge used here by Carmine Lane, and it's ruled a strike. Count of 1-1 on Mignis. Pitch. Bounces in for ball two. 6'205", 23-year-old from DuPois, Pennsylvania. Was a 16th round selection last year by the Pirates out of Kent State University. 2-1. Outside for ball. If you're a big fan of action football during the week, you'll know Kent State. And Mid-American Conference, for those who don't know. 3-1, and Mignis flies it well in the air right center field. Sasaki over in the alley. Settles under it and makes the catch. Two gone. It's been the talk of the town, though. Next week being the All-Star break. It's a monumental day, too, for many college football fans. EA Sports is coming back out with College Football 25. There's Javier Rivas, the ready. Takes a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. It's like next Monday or Tuesday. A lot of fans have been waiting. It's been 10 years since that video game came out. 0-1 is laced the opposite way into right center field. It's cut off by Cruz, but Javier Rivas. first at-bat since last week. He singles. So he's aboard. Two outs in the second inning. No score for the 9-0 hitter. And Wesley Zapata. Switch hitter batting left against the righty in Jake Brooks. Righty from the letters and deals. Fastball driven the opposite way in the air. Bradshaw coming in towards the line, makes the grab. That ends the half inning. No runs, a hit. One man left on base. The third we had, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the third inning, no score between Jupiter and Bradenton. 7-8-9 coming up as Carlos Jimenez has faced just the minimum so far. Gave up a single in the second before they used a double play to get out of that half inning. Carmine Lane, the catcher, digs in the right side. First pitch is fouled back and out of play. Strike one against the righty Carlos Jimenez. It's been excellent so far. First time we're seeing Lane this week. Played college ball at South Florida just up the road in Tampa. Now 45 minutes. The 0-1 bounces in with a fastball 94. It's a 19th round pick in 2022. Born in Delray Beach, Florida. 1-1. Top foul, third base side. Played a few games with Beloit this year in high A. Now last year was with the FCO Marlins where he hit 345. Well, this year with Jupiter playing in just his 18th game. 1-2. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line out of play. Played 3 years, though, for the Bulls at South Florida in the American Athletic Conference. 1-2. Ground ball softly foul, third base side. We're talking about the college football game coming out. School like SMU. Now in the ACC Conference. 1-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball for strike three. Carlos Jimenez with two strikeouts through two and a third innings. One out, base is clear in the third, no score for Junior Sanchez, a lefty. He's been moved up and down the order these first five games. Opening pitch to him. Fastball clips the inside corner, called strike. Jimenez has just been on a roll today. He's a new man. The 0-1 is grounded softly right side. Mikt is to his right, down on E. Fields and flips to Jimenez. Two gone in the third. He's thrown just seven balls so far through 34 pitches. And that's been the one thing for Jimenez, is the command at times. He's walked 48 and 39 innings coming in, but when he's on, he's on. Here's Christian Rodriguez, the lefty. First pitch is fouled back for strike one. Now score in the top of the third inning, Jupiter and Bradenton playing in their fifth game of this week-long series. Pirates and Marlins single-A affiliates. The 0-1, and fastball outside for a ball, and the count's even. First and only series meeting this year that Jupiter and Bradenton will face each other. Jupiter coming in with a near 500 road record, two games below at 22-24. 1-1, clips the outside corner, called strike. Going to put away the first nine men in this order through three innings. 1-2. Down and away with a breaking ball. Rodriguez 2-for-6 this week. On the season, playing in his 27th contest with Jupiter. 2-2. Just outside for a ball. So the count runs full on Rodriguez with the top of the order on deck. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And Carlos Jimenez, his third strikeout, first time through the order. He's through three, we're through two and a half, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Mansi County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car, because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM, or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning, and no score between Jupiter and Bradenton here at Lecom Park as Braylon Bishop, Gerald Toledo, and as Marilyn Valdez. Coming up to the plate here against Jake Brooks. As Brooks fires home, first pitch. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner, a called strike. Carlos Jimenez, though, 40 pitches through three scoreless innings. He's been off to his best start today. The 0-1. And that's high with a changeup. It's 1-1. On Bishop, who grounded out to second his first time. Braden's in through the order first time through. They've got two hits. Axel Plaza single in the first, and Javier Rivas single in the second. It's a broken bat. Roller to first. Martinez flips to the bag. One gone in the third inning. Brooks as well off to a good start so far for him. He's been very efficient so far this year. One out, base is clear for Gerald Toledo. As Gerald Toledo takes outside for ball one. Toledo grounded back to the mound his first time up. 1-0 is a high chopper right to the second baseman McCants. Gobbles it up and throws to first. Two gone this half inning. That's the now fourth ground out induced by Brooks. Maryland Valdez, the last man standing in this third inning. Scoreless game between Jupiter and Bradenton. Two outs, base is clear. Valdez walked his first time up. Opening pitch is lined towards short, and to his left, Rodriguez has it hip high. That's a 1-2-3 third inning. The fourth we go. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, no score between Jupiter and Bradenton as it is Friday night in the ballpark. And we're pleased to be joined by India Miller, from Project Pride SRQ. And, well, thank you so much for joining us here in this half inning.
Absolutely. We're so excited to be here. Thank you for having us. And it's just wonderful that you guys are doing this
yes.
on behalf of the diverse community that we live in. I'm excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's let's get to learn more about Project Pride SRQ too. Just, you know, what is the organization, and you know, people are interested in maybe joining, you know, how do they join?
Absolutely. We are Sarasota-based organization that does the broader area here. We're known for our Pride celebration, which is Gulf Coast Pride, and that's coming up in October. We advocate on behalf of the diversity, and we collaborate with allies as well as other organizations that help serve the LGBTQ plus community. We really focus a lot on celebrating diversity and not only tolerating, you know, the community, the broader community and everyone in it, but really celebrating each individual. We just had our grand carnival 2 months ago, and that was an amazing evening. It was like world-class entertainment.
Yep.
And I think we had 700 and some people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where does that take place?
That was at the Circus Arts Conservatory downtown Sarasota. And
gotcha,
it was
yeah.
amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of different events. We have our disco brunch, which is the third Sunday.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. That is in Sarasota the third Sunday of every month, and it usually sells out.
Wow.
And we've had a couple of drag performers from RuPaul's mm-hmm. Drag Race on, some like really big talent. And a lot of dancing, which is my thing.
Yeah.
We are trying to do more for the people that are in the sober community in recovery, and I'm in that part of the organization too. And then we're doing more to like reach out and support our transgender community. I came out as trans before the internet, so a very long time. You know, we just need to love on people, you know, here in Florida right now. So when they asked me to be on their board of directors, I was, it was such an easy yes. They were everywhere that I was, you know, for matters that were important. And they fund a lot of different activities in the community. They offer resources for people to get different therapy and support. It's just it's a wonderful group of people that is really just intended on being, you know, about love.
Yep.
You know, not diversity, not you know, controversy, but just love. And our board of directors, you know, has people of all different backgrounds and makeups. And it's just, it's a wonderful thing to be a part of. And we are definitely in need of volunteers.
Yep.
And if people want to do that, they can go to our website, which is PP for Project Pride, SRQ, .org. And on there are links to volunteer or sponsor. Gulf Coast Pride is a combination of the Bradenton and Sarasota Pride, so we're really excited about that. And come out and get involved. It's wonderful.
I know it's a fast happening. That was my last question, is how people, you know, can get in contact. And you answered, you read my mind. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Andy Miller, thank you so much for joining
us
here at the top of the
fourth
inning.
This is really wonderful. We appreciate, you know, all that you've done for us. So thank you.
Thank you.
And go Marauders.
Go Marauders.
All right.
As India said. 3.5 in the books, no score here at the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Leecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl or...
First pitch is popped out of play in the bottom of the fourth inning by Axial Plaz. Still a scoreless game. Carlos Jimenez has been cruising right now. Yoan is a breaking ball in there for a called strike from Jake Brooks, the righty. And it's 0-2 on Plaz, who singled his first time up. Here's the 0-2. It's fouled right back. The netting was in front of us. That was coming right for our booth. It's 0-2 on Plaz. It's been a real pitcher's duel so far. 0-2, breaking ball lifted in the air, left center field. Sasaki backs up now a few steps and makes the catch with two hands in deep center. One gone to start this fourth inning. Here's Shalene Polanco, the left-handed hitting center fielder. With one out, base is clear. Polanco popped out to short his first time around. Brooks spins home, throws a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike. Okay, that was India Miller from Project Pride SRQ. You join us in the top of the fourth inning here on Pride Night of the Ballpark. as Yoan is inside for a ball. It's 1-1. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup there. Strike two on Polanco. Three combined hits so far between Jupiter and Bradenton. Brooks ready. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Brooks with his second strikeout. He's been on a bit of a roll now. That is six in a row retired. Last man reaching was Javier Rivas with a single in the second. Now Brooks at UCLA, he was the frontline starter, the Friday night starter for the Bruins. First pitch to the righty is high and in on Miguel Sosa for a ball. In 2022 and 2023, was undrafted though until after his junior year. Obviously, you have to wait there until your third year, but not drafted out of high school at all. When I was low, it was a vital piece on UCLA for all three seasons. Obviously, a big-time program through the years that produced a couple of former Pirates as well. 2-0, and a breaking ball top of the zone. It's 2-1. Big one, obviously, Garrett Cole. 2-1. And a breaking ball ripped out and missed. But also a big-time Marlin as well. Jeff Conine played at UCLA. Mr. Marlin. Son Griffin is in AAA right now in Jacksonville. Biggest alum all out of UCLA has to be Jackie Robinson, though. 2-2 is a called third strike on the inside corner. As Brooks strikes out two in a row to end the fourth inning, we go on to the fifth. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton and Jupiter searching for our first run as 4, 5, and 6 coming up here against Carlos Jimenez, who's, off to his best start this year. First pitch is a changeup down and away for ball one. He just threw his 48th pitch of the ball game. Had a 1-2-3 fourth inning. He's retired the last seven in a row. Here's the 1-0. There's a tapper back behind home for a strike. It's 1-1. The only man to reach today was a single by John Cruz, who's on deck. This is the middle part of the order, 4, 5, and 6. And that is Reddy's from the letters. So 1-1 is a number third base side foul. Menez searching for his fourth strikeout of the game. 1-2. Fastball geared up and away. And the count's even. 2-2. Off the plate outside. Menez has yet to walk a batter today. Keep it that way. The ERA's already been lowered to 4.40 right now. It's dropped to quite a bit. 3-2. Swinging a slow ground ball right side. Mickness again to his right. Flips to the covering. Jimenez at the bag. One gone. Make it 8 in a row. Sat down. Here's John Cruz, lefty batter. Again, was acquired in a trade with the New York Yankees in the offseason. Was teammates with Connor Delgado last year for the FCL team. First pitch to the lefty is a fastball, runs high for ball. One out, base is clear, top five, no score. Yankees in the news yesterday. They're playing in Baltimore at Camden Yards. Which bench is cleared. 1-0 is fouled back behind him. So former Marauder Clay Holmes hit Heston Kjerstad in the head. And Brendan High got pretty hot. Manager of the Orioles out in the dugout. 1-1. Going in the shoe tops with a heater. Now those teams, they've had some history. Yankees and the Orioles this year. Guys throwing at each other. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed. Evens the count. Cruz playing in his 74th game inning, just 169 though, with one home run and 28 RBIs. He's 2-for-7 this week though, coming in. And again, has the only hit today. 2-2. Swinging a foul back. Just nearly caught a piece of it. Two-two. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Nasty curveball from Carlos Jimenez. He's got his fourth K. Get 9 in a row retired from Jimenez. He is on a roll. Two outs, base is empty for Yoel Martinez in a scoreless game. Opening pitch to lefty is fouled off in the batter's box as he hobbles out. Martinez still dealing with some pain as he stretches it out, as he walks back in the left side. Menace tonight, too, has got 5 ground outs induced. The ground ball rate wasn't that high coming in, so 37%. One's off the plate. It's 1-1. Granted, Carlson Reed, a guy who leads the Pirates' Oregon ground ball percentage. It's about near 60%. 1-1. Shot foul down the left field line, out of play. And it's 2 strikes on Martinez. Has a home run this week. Came on Wednesday in the education or the camp day game. It was an early game. 11 a.m. first pitch. Tomorrow, not quite the same to close out the series. It's a noon first pitch, though. Every team starts it at that time outside of Daytona. They started at 5 p.m. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Breaking ball for Jimenez. Five scoreless. He's sat down the last 10. We're halfway home. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Falls night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five as Justin Mignes climbs in the left side. First pitch is a sharp hit ground ball right at the shortstop. And Rodriguez, who throws across the way, one pitch, one out to begin this home half of the fifth inning. And a scoreless ball game. A lot of early swinging and a lot of good pitching so far. One out, base is empty, no score, as Javier Rivas has one of the two hits today for Bradenton. Takes the breaking ball down and away for ball one. Menez, though, continues just to dominate. He's retired the last 10. The 1-0 from Brooks. Pass ball in the inside corner, called strike, and you know, he's been really good as well. He's retired the last 8. 1-1. Ricky ball lifted in the air down the right field line. Long run for Cruz over on the run as he slows down to a jog. Makes the grab. And there is the ninth man in a row sat down. Somebody's looking to take a lead here. Two outs, space is empty. And Wesley Zapata switched to batting left. Takes down it in for ball one, but it's been really tough against Brooks, and it has been for most teams this season. Hey, look at his month-to-month numbers. In four starts, gave up 3 earned runs in 23 innings in April. 1-0's tap foul at home plate. And then in the month of May, he did give up 8 earned runs, or it's a 3.48 ERA. Month of June, though, in five starts, a .58 ERA. That's George Clausen number range. 1-1, shot the opposite way, into left field, base hit. A one-hopper in front of Bradshaw. And Zapata has Bradenton's third hit today. All three have been singles, though. We're looking to string some hits together. A two outs with a runner on. Home half of the fifth inning. Top of the order back around is Braylon Bishop. Climbs in. For two today, as are so many. First pitch is a ground ball right side. McCants charging. Sidearm tosses to first, and that's the fifth inning. No runs to hit. One man left on base. Scoreless game after five on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning as Carlos Jimenez faces 7-8-9. Carmine Lane, Junior Sanchez, and Christian Rodriguez. Only one man has reached today so far. And that was a John Cruz single in the second inning. He was quickly erased with a double play to end that half inning. So Carmine is in against righty Jimenez. First pitch, swing and a miss for a strike. Jimenez went five innings in Clearwater on June 30th. That is the longest start of the season for him. So he's nearing that range right now. The 0-1, that's low for a ball. Just needs one out to get that way. And what he comes in with 63 pitches under his belt. Now Max, he's throwing at 72, but he might be stretched out here to just keep on rolling. 1-1, check swing. On the appeal, he did not go around, says Garrett Nelson. It's 2-1. Coming in, 10 in a row have been retired from Jimenez. 2-1. Pop foul behind him out of play. Jimenez hasn't gone more than five innings since before COVID. 2-2 line drive. Wide of the bag at third as it hooked foul. Starts in 22 and 21. He went five innings a number of times, but just didn't get over the hump. The longest start of his career, in fact, is the only time he's gone over five innings was 5 2/3 back in the DSL in July of 2019. It's incredible. 2-2. Breaking ball bounces in before home. So if he gets an out here, it'll be the second longest start of his career. Gets all three outs, and well, that's something special. Searching for his third straight K. 3-2. Swing on a ground ball, hit on the ground, and through into center field. That snaps the streak as advancing to second base is Lane. So he's at second base. Now Jimenez has some foot traffic out there. Single and an error. And Polanco puts Lane at second base. Nobody out for Junior Sanchez, the lefty. He takes Beltai, called strike. Sanchez grounded out to first, back in the third. Again, this is only second time through the order still. The 0-1 is just off the plate outside. The biggest thing, too, for Jimenez has been the ball strike ratio. You know, he was really good. 16 pitches last inning, 10 strikes. 1-1. Foul back. And the 1-2. Pop foul behind him out of play. Some dark clouds up in the sky. But that those will avoid Lee-Com Park. Then it steps off the backside of the rubber. Of Venezuela. And has looked to second. 1-2. Curveball too tall there on Junior Sanchez. Man is 21 years of age, signed way back in 2018 as an international free agent by Pittsburgh. He followed Mike Burrows out of the bullpen last week. 2-2 pitch. Called third strike. Needed a strikeout, he got one. 6 Ks for Jimenez. Nearing the season high in that department as well. He had 8 against Clearwater this year. That's really been the theme for Jimenez this year. He pitched really well against Threshers in the first half too. As Christian Rodriguez watches the fastball at the knees. Now he wants a challenge. And it's ruled a ball. So, Jupiter, successful challenge there. Which is crazy, too, because Clearwater is one of the best teams. I mean, they won the first half, but overall, and talent-wise, they were legit. 1-0 is tap foul, first base side of the dugout. Even seeing some of that talent on display today down at Globe Life Field, the Futures game is going on. Between the AL and National League, I believe it's the fourth year that they're doing that format. It used to be USA against the International. 1-1 is pushed foul, third base side. Pirates representatives there are Termar Johnson, Marauder from last year, Bubba Chandler there as well. Another big note, too, is that they're using the ABS, the Auto Balls and Strikes Challenge System, like we're using tonight here. 1-2. So we're going to foul at home plate. It was a 7-inning game, as they always do. The National League team, they won 6-1 today. Look to second base, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good changeup. 7 punch outs. And he's tied his career high. 5 2/3. Again, he hasn't gone this long into a game since 2019 when he was with the Dominican Summer League Pirates. Runner on second, 2 outs, no score in the 6th. As a lefty, Jordan McCants takes outside for a ball. It is a righty throwing on the bullpen in right field for Bradenton. Jimenez at 82 pitches, 1-0. And that bounces in for ball two. And he just threw his 83rd pitch, which is also a career high now in pitches thrown. He threw 82 back in 22 against Fort Myers. It's been just a special day for Carlos. 2-0. That's outside, maybe tiring here. He's throwing three straight balls to McCants. And now Axel Plaz goes out to take a mound visit. Well, Bubba Chandler did pitch in the ball game today. Gave up a hit, a walk, struck out one in a scoreless seventh inning. Tamar Johnson had a base hit. Went one for two with a run scored. But a couple of Phillies big names too. Justin Crawford, one for three. And Aiden Miller as well, got in the ball game. 0 for one with a RBI. Runner on second, two outs, top six. No score, the 3-0. And a fastball down the heart of the plate at 93, called strike. Guessing this could be the last batter for Jimenez. And I really want him hoping that he can just get this guy. Three one. Swing and a tip. Out of the glove of Plaz for strike two. Runner on second base, two outs at the top of the sixth inning. Jimenez looking for a career-long six innings. 3-2, up and in, it's ball four. And Jimenez sees pitching coach Matt Ford pop out. Mound visit being used here. So he's not done yet, has one more batter in him, I'd say. As Shane Sasaki. Rehabber coming up here with two on, two outs, no score in the top of the sixth inning. But this has been a special, special start for Jimenez. Full infield converging. Matt Ford claps his hands. Say, let's get this guy here. What do we say? It's been a long half inning. A leadoff single and an error. Push Lane to second. Back-to-back strikeouts before a walk. He fell behind 3-0. Sasaki, the righty, first pitch to him is fouled off the right side out of play. Count nothing in one. Sasaki over two with a strikeout and a flyout. Yo, one. Fastball at the knees, a called strike. One strike away from working around this jam in the sixth inning. Scoreless game with runners at first and second. Jimenez steps off the mound. Wants to run through signs again with Axel Plaz. Jimenez looking for a new career-long in innings pitched. 0-2. Breaking ball on the ground at third. Back of the bag, Zapata races to third. That's the half inning. Carlos Jimenez is pumped up as he walks off the mound, and wisely, he should be. Six scoreless today. We remain that way. Bottom six next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, no score as Gerald Toledo, switch hitter batting left, takes a fastball at the knees, a called strike. Jake Brooks looking to duplicate what Carlos Jimenez has done today. That is six scoreless innings. 0-1's a breaking ball outside for a ball. Bradenton three hits today, Jupiter with two. The 1-1. Off speed is outside. Good slider there. Just missed. Three hits going from Rivas, Zapata, and Plaz. All scattered across different innings. 2-1. And Toledo pops in the air. Third baseline. Now in foul ground. Sanchez wheels back on the edge of the grass. Makes the grab. Leadoff man put away to start this half inning. As Marilyn Valdez, next man up here. Bradenton, they've got all his home runs this year, including this month. Just takes one swing of the bat, or his pitch is fouled back behind him. Valdez is 0-1. He walked back in the first inning. Oh, one is a curveball. It's in there for a strike. It's 0-2. Bradenton has 14 home runs this month. As the 0-2 is a called third strike. Just throws Valdez there with a fastball. At 91, he's got his fourth K. The first two retired in the sixth inning. Axio Plaz. Two outs, base cleared, no score in the sixth inning. And a fastball from Brooks is at the knees, called strike. Again, Brooks has just done this all year. He's gone six innings at minimum, almost every start. 0-1, bomb the zone, called strike. And the biggest thing is that he throws strikes. Has just walked the one man today, and Valdez in the first, and that's been it. 0-2, swing and a miss for strike three. Plaz is punched out to end this half inning. We move on to the seventh inning, still searching for our first run here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning, scoreless ball game as Landon Tompkins is the new pitcher into the contest. Landon making his second appearance since coming off the injured list. Faces 3, 4, and 5. Ryan Ignoffo opening pitch is fouled off his lower leg area as he takes a spill. Boy, ouch, as he pops up now, walking around. Numbers on Tompkins this year. He's had just one really outing, bad outing that has hampered his ERA. It's still overall solid 1-1-0 with a 3.96 ERA in 19 games, 7 saves and 9 opportunities. 9 walks, 27 strikeouts, and 25 innings. Opponents hitting 198 off of him. A 1 is tipped into the glove for strike 2. Gave up 4 runs in an inning in Dunedin on June 14th. Raises ERA from 2.74 to 4.13. 0-2 is flown in the air right field. Valdez froze it, now stumbles to his left and puts it away. One gone to start this half inning. Tompkins was a 10th round pick last year by the Pirates out of Louisiana Tech. Born in Brandon, Mississippi, and grew up there. It's just outside the Jackson area. Name is Bradshaw, lefty. Down and in for ball 1. Bradshaw, native of Florence, Mississippi. So a couple of Magnolia State guys going against each other. 1-0 is a heater on the outside corner, and the count's even 1-1. It's obviously a big baseball state. 1-1's low. Kim Alderman, who's not playing today, played his college ball at Ole Miss, but was born in Decatur. Two on, up and away with a fastball. Well, Mississippi State is big program there, and Ole Miss, both of them winning back-to-back national championships in 21 and 22. 3-1. Swinging a slow ground ball right back to the mound. Tompkins overhand flip to first as Mickness slides into foul ground to receive it. Two up, two down for Tompkins in the seventh inning. Then you got Southern Miss down in the coast area. Even 2 just over the border. You got USA and South Alabama, Mobile. And then into Louisiana, got Tulane in New Orleans. They run into Louisiana Tech then. First pitch is grounded in the hole right side. Good range from Toledo from right field. Throws to first. That's the inning. Stretch time. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting.
The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci tu.
Se te peglialo pesciaiole. Bottom seven, Shalene Polanco, the batter, who jumpstart this seventh inning as looking for our game's first run still. First pitch, the new pitcher. Is a called strike on the outside corner. Lefty Jack Selinger out of UNLV, one of the runner Rebels. He was born in Las Vegas. The 0-1 and a slider over the inside corner. It's a called strike now, 0-2. Five, six, and seven coming up. Now the 0-2, swing and a miss. Good slaughter. Puts away Polanco. Just one gone on the strikeout. Base is clear for Miguel Sosa. Final numbers on Jake Brooks today. Six innings, no runs on three hits, one walk, five strikeouts through 68 pitches. Really good tonight. Miguel Sosa, the righty, first pitch. Fastball tapped to the third base side. Selinger off the mound, throws his back foot, throws off line though. And so Sosa reaches on an infield single. Selinger, 24 years of age, making his 19th appearance, 0-3 with a 4.43 ERA. Has walked just eight, 28 strikeouts and 22 and a third. Opponents hitting .215 against him this season. Runner at first, one out for Justin Bickness. First pitch is ripped out and missed for a strike. It's a really good slider out of his hand. Bickness climbs in 0 for 2 today. Looking for our game's first runs. 0-1. Slider at the knees, a called strike. That's got so much movement on it. Starts right at Bickness and comes right over the heart of the plate. A rainbow out in right field. Oh, 2. Pop foul at the left side. Lefty set from just above the belt, 0-2. Slider fisted foul behind him. Fouling off a couple of tough pitches here. Z Salinger making his third appearance in July. He's allowed just one run and three and a third innings so far. 0-2's up and away. And really had one bad outing as well that hurt his June numbers. It was overall, though, gave up seven runs in 8 2/3 innings for a 7.27 ERA. Fastball tugged down and away, and the count's even. Start of the year in extended spring training, then was called up May 3rd to Jupiter. Pitched well. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air, foul ground, left side. Sanchez is at the fence, and it's three rows back. Out of play. Had a 2.61 ERA's first bunt in the Florida State League. Two again, swing and a miss. A slider puts away Vickness. Good fight though by him. Did not go down free willing. Two outs, runner on, bottom seven, no score. As Javier Rivas, righty batter, climbs in. First pitch is down and in for a ball and off the glove of Lane to the backstop. So that moves Sosa up to second base. Basic can give Bradenton a lead, which it may be just a race to one today. There's a look at the rainbow in right field. Swing and a miss with a fastball. And again, it gets away from Carmine Lane. That might be another pass ball on him. Moves Sosa to third. It's a pretty profound rainbow. Might be a double one coming here. 1-1, swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. Now Lane wants time. Yeah, there's a double rainbow coming. Here is some of the dark clouds and rain somewhere else. Never know what you see at the ballpark. A lot of fans start to look out that way and point out there. Now Marty's blown too. He's on the first base side, doesn't know what to think of it. One, two, outside. Back hit it by Lane. Been two pass balls in this half inning that have pushed Sosa to third base. So Bradenton, go ahead run just 90 feet away from scoring. Two outs, two balls and two strikes. Dellinger readies the pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike three, and Rivas goes down. We go to the eighth, still scoreless here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton and Jupiter remain scoreless as Landon Tompkins is out for his second inning out of the bullpen. 6, 7, and 8 coming up as Jerome Martinez. Leadoff man batting left against the righty Tompkins. First pitch is a fastball that's on the outside black for a called strike. Tompkins is a sinker ball pitcher. Keeps the ball on the ground. The 0-1. So going to pop foul off the third base side. Out of play. Fastball, sinker, slider. It's his second appearance this week. Pitched on Tuesday, a scoreless inning. And he's returned off the injured list. 0-2 is a high bouncer right side. Mignes to his right field. Flips to Tompkins. And one gone. It's been a busy night for Mignes at first. That is the third putout. Leadoff man put away for Carmichael, actually the fourth. Mignes started a double play against Martinez in the second. Carmine Lane, the catcher, has got a hit today. Takes a breaking ball in the inside corner. There's that slider. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Tompkins, black glove up near his ear. 0-2. Slider ball in the dirt. Check swing. It didn't go around. One and two the count on Carmine Lane. Singled and left. Scoring position. Off the edge of the bat, flies it to left field. Bishop, a good read in, and puts it away. That's now six in a row retired between Tompkins and Carlos Jimenez. Landon's retired all five he's seen. Talked about the futures game today. Marlins had some representatives as well. His pitch to Junior Sanchez. He swings and misses that for strike one. Noble Meyer, who started the year in Jupiter, as did Thomas White. Now Meyer gave up just a hit, a walk, two strikeouts in an inning. 0-1, Sanchez swings through the second pitch as well and is behind. Oh, 2, and swinging a tapper right in front of home. Tompkins fields throws to first, and that ends the half inning. Bottom eight next year. No score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom eight, Bradenton and Jupiter remain scoreless as 9-1-2 coming to play here. Against the lefty and Jack Selinger out for his second inning. Comes set just above the bell and the kick zone. Zapata shows his bunt and fouls it off the catcher Carmine Lane for strike one. Well, this game's a stark reminder of the ball game that's played here back in April between another team from the East Coast and Daytona. Played against the Marauders. Game that needed to go into extra innings because neither team just couldn't score. Yoan Zapata takes at the knees for a strike. And now he challenges. And swirl the ball. Well, it's an education day game. 1-1. And Slaughter sweeps over the inside corner called strike. It was back on April 17th. A 4-3 final. Bradenton scored three runs in the bottom of the 12th inning to win. 1-2. Jack swing, ball in the dirt. And he did not go around. That was a game in which Hung Long Chang started, went four scoreless. Ben Heller, two scoreless. Stumbo, one scoreless inning. Tompkins, also two scoreless. De La Paz went the last three. He's now up in high A. 2-2. Down low for ball three. That was the Jonah Herney show in Hawaii. Four innings, just 100 run. Ryan Edgerton started the game five scoreless. Kind of what we're in for maybe here today. 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. 94 on the gun. Three straight Ks for Selinger. It's been tough to score against today. Hasn't been too many strikeouts. That's the ninth for Jupiter. Right into that seven. But each team has walked just one hitter today. Top of the order with one out, base empty in the eighth. Braylon Bishop, the lefty. First pitch is a slider on the outside corner called strike. Bishop has hit well against lefties this year in a very small sample size. 5-for-14 with two home runs. How about one here? Oh, one is a slider waved at a miss for a strike two. He's 0-for-3 today. Three balls in play on the infield. Selinger ready. 0-2. Slider high. Bishop ducked for cover. One, two. Swing and a miss for strike three. Another breaking ball there. Four straight strikeouts for Selinger. Two gone in the eighth inning. Here's Gerald Toledo. Jack Selinger. That's a new career high as well. He's got five strikeouts. Gerald Toledo switch hitting batting right. Watches a fastball at the knees called strike. And now a challenge used by him. And it's ruled a strike. The 0-1. Slider sweeps outside. Struck out 4-2 previous times in Daytona on June 2nd and June 20th at home against Clearwater. The 1-1. At the knees, called strike. Delano 0 for 3 today. Two ground outs and a pop out. The pitch. Swinging the tapper right in front of home plate. Lane sheds the mask. Throw high to first. But it's in time and reeled in by Martinez to put an end to this eighth inning. Tonight we go no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Landon Tompkins, two scoreless innings today. He's replaced by Mike Walsh, who's out for the top of the ninth inning. Bradenton and Jupiter remain scoreless. Maybe in for a treat here today. As Walsh is in, righty's first pitch to the lefty, Christian Rodriguez. It is just inside for a ball. With a cutter that time. Walsh comes in, the ERA sub one. 1-0. Swing on a line drive, back up the middle and through in center field. Christian Rodriguez with just a third hit today by the Hammerheads. 23-year-old Mike Walsh was a ninth round pick by the Pirates back in 22 out of Yale. He's 1-0 with a 0.90 ERA in 16 games coming in. One save and three opportunities, three walks, 23 Ks, and 20 innings. Runner in motion as McCants fouls it back for strike one. Has allowed just 12 hits coming in. That's a 171 average against. The Jupiter team, too, that also loves to run. We haven't seen it too much this week. Marlins organization that like to do that. The 0-1 outside. Counts even. Jupiter on the year have 156 stolen bases, the most in the Florida State League. 1-1, swinging a fly ball out towards right center. Valdez over to his right, puts it away. One gone in the ninth inning for Shane Sasaki. Toss to first and a headlong dive back in. Well, Hawaii is known as the Rainbow State. Still a rainbow out in right field. Saki from Honolulu. High and in, it hits him. Places runners at first and second and one gone. So he reaches to bring up Ryan Ignafo. He's 0 for 3 today. Again, both teams have been limited just now. Three hits for Jupiter, four for Bradenton. One out, first and second. First pitch is inside for ball one and a challenge. Walsh wanted a challenge. And not allowed to challenge. Kind of Rick shaking her head. 1-0. Swinging a pop-up behind Tome. Flies towards the screen, and it's out of play. Really, Bradenton does have challenges still. Walsh pitching in a bit of a jam here in the ninth inning. Looking to keep the ball game scoreless. 1-1. Swinging a pop up. First base side out of play again. Jupiter looking to win their third straight game. Bradenton. They won the first two games of the series. Jupiter's won the last two. Winner gets inside advantage on the series win. 1-2, swing and a ground ball, softly hit left side. Rivas to his right, out there at second to first, it's late. Boy, that was a close play at second too. Good base running from Sasaki, who's got some speed. As they just get the out there, and that's it. But they nearly didn't get any outs because of how soft it was hit. Runners at first and third with two outs for Davis Bradshaw. Trying to come through in one of the biggest moments of the ball game. Top of the ninth inning, scoreless contest. First pitch, the righty Walsh is lined the opposite way, foul ball. Boy, that was a cutter in on the hands and bounced about a foot foul. Bradshaw 0 for 3. He has hits in both games he's played in this week. The 0-1, swinging a foul back. 0-2 on the rehabber from AA Pensacola. Go ahead, run out third for Jupiter. Walls trying to slam the door on that here in the top of the ninth. 0-2. Call third strike, and a challenge used here by Bradshaw. It's confirmed a strike. That's the ninth. No runs, one hit, two left on base. Bradenton a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Here are the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mike Walsh and the Marauders danced around some foot traffic at the top of the ninth inning as we enter the home half of that inning. Scoreless between Bradenton and Jupiter. 3-4 and 5 as Marilyn Valdez already. For his pitch is a fastball. Belt tie, called strike. New pitcher in is Holt Jones, by the way, too. The righty, the 0-1. Is fouled off at home plate for strike two. 25-year-old, a 14th round pick back in 21 out of Kentucky. Appearing in his second game this week, 18th with Jupiter this year, is 0-2, a 4-5-8. 0-2. Swing and a miss, 96, and Val is a bit indecisive there. Jones K's him for the first out in the ninth. 11 walks, 29 strikeouts, and 19 2/3 this year. Jones has 4 saves and 6 opportunities. Maxio applies to righty for his pitch. He takes high for ball one. 1-for-3 day for Axio. Now a 9 game on base streak for him. The 1-0. High in. For ball two. Holt Jones pitched back on Wednesday. Gave up a home run to Axio Plotz. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Power against power there at 95. Plotz with 2 long balls this week. That was the first one. Had a one yesterday in the 8th inning. Here's count still as a 2-1. Swing and a foul back right on that fastball. Two, two. Up and in as Plaz lays off. I have to wonder if Plaz can get on here. Might bring a pinch runner off the bench. 3-2. Swinging a tapper foul, third base side. Just caught a piece of it. Rated to this year, they have 7 walk-off wins looking for their 8th. Had 2 against Lakeland, June 18th and 21st in that homestand. 3-2 again. Swinging a bouncing ball right side of the infield. Right at McCants as he fields and throws to first. 2 gone in the 9th. Bradenton 4 hits, the Jupiter's 3, and we remain a tie game, 0 apiece. Lefty Shalene Polanco against Holt Jones. First pitch is waved at a miss at 96 on a fastball for strike one. Polanco had probably one of the most heroic hits you'll see this year across minor league baseball. A walk-off grand slam. 0-1 is flown in the air, left field, and Bradshaw lost it. Shortstop Rodriguez is out, makes the catch. In twilight hour, it's never easy. And we go to the 10th inning, score this game for the second time this year here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheSkin.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheSkin.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheSkin.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the 10th inning, Bradenton and Jupiter remain scoreless as Marauders playing in their 12th extra inning game this year. John Cruz, the lefty batter with the runner at second, swings on the first pitch and rolls it foul. Strike one. Mike Walsh is out for his second inning. Stranded two men on the base paths in the ninth. The second 0-1. Swinging a pop foul behind home. Out of play. The extra runner at second base is Davis Bradshaw. Struck out looking to end the ninth inning. Cruz is 1-for-3 today. 0-2. Swinging the foul back again. Bradenton this year is 6-5 in extra innings contest. Now it's side off the plate. Played one in their last homestand. It was a mini three-gamer last week against Fort Myers. They lost 9-6 in 11 innings. Did one their one prior in Clearwater, 8-7 in 10. That was on a Wednesday game, too. 1-2. Off the plate. That was that game which Bradenton gave up 6 runs in the ninth inning, 1 in extras. In fact, they had won their last 3 extra inning games until that last loss. Walsh gets a new baseball. Come set. 2-2. Swing and a tip secured by Plaz for strike 3. Second K for Walsh. One gone in the top of the 10th inning. Now you're all Martinez. Pitch to lefty is a backdoor slider for a ball. And too late for Plaz. And now they do get the challenge. And it's ruled the ball. Bradenton now with one challenge left, according to my math. 1-0. Swing and a tip. The mid applause and the count's even. It's a pivotal game. Bradenton and Fort Myers, they didn't play yesterday. Muscles playing doubleheader today as a 1-1. Misses for ball two. Muscles again postponed today. At least one of their games. Playing one of them right now. 2-1. Popped in the air. Shallow left field towards the line. Bishop over. It bounces fair. Bradshaw rounds third and scores. Throw to second base is not in time. It's a go-ahead bloop double by Ural Martinez, and Jupiter has the first run. They lead 1-0. So it's okay. That's the run that's supposed to score. It's an unearned run against Mike Walsh. Usually once a given, it's the second one you want to limit. Armine Lane, the catcher. Runner at second, one out. Walls tries to bear down here. First pitch. Swinging a slow ground ball back up the middle. Off the back side of the mound. Rivas to his left, throws to first. And two gone in the 10th inning as Martinez moves to third. So it's up to Junior Sanchez to extend Jupiter's lead. It's 1-0 currently in the top of the 10th inning. Hammerheads looking to win their third straight contest. Bradenton, first pitch is a bouncer right back to Wall. She stabs it, fields it, runs to first, underhand flip. That ends the 10th inning. Run home on a hit. One left on base. Bottom 10, Bradenton chasing one here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom 10, Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing. As Omar Alfonso grabs the bat here, he'll pinch it for Miguel Sosa. Holt Jones out for his second inning out of the bullpen. Shalene Polanco, the extra runner at second base. So Alfonso grabs the bat, he's ready to go. Lefty hitter against the righty Jones. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half at 96. Omar this season, he's hitting .261 and 13 doubles, 6 home runs, and 27 RBIs, and now 72 games. The 0-1, high and in. Jones had a 1-2-3 ninth, strikeout, ground out, and a flyout. Justin Mickness is on deck. Javier Rivas is in the hole for Bradenton. The follow, two lefties. 1-1, swing and a miss. Good slider down and in. Strike two. One, two. Swing and a miss. Fastball 96, top of the zone. One gone on the second strikeout today by Jones. The wind is starting to pick up here as well, blowing in from right center field. Runner on second, one out for Justin Mickness, the lefty. First pitch, and a fastball low for a ball. Bradenton trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the 10th inning. Neither team scored a run. first 9 innings. The 1-0. Off speed outside. Jones gets a sign, or he's ready to go. 2-ball pitch. Fastball low for ball 3. Challenge used here. It's roll the ball. It's the first challenge lost today by Jupiter. Down and in for ball 4. So Mickness walks on 4 pitches. Puts 2 on with 1 out. That does set up the double play now for Jupiter, but also anything in the gap could win the ball game. And so now pitching coach Glenn Dishman jogs out from the third base dugout. Rasher Cook situation here. In the bottom of the 10th inning. 1-0 Jupiter. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Tampa all over Dunedin today. 8-0 in the top of the 9th inning. DJs have just 1 hit. St. Lucie is being shut out 2-0 in the top of the 6th inning. So it's been a low-scoring day for some teams across the FSL. Clearwater wins in Palm Beach 6-2. Fort Myers up 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Again, they were scheduled to play 2 today. They'll only get 1 in. So here's Javi Rivas, first and second, one out. Who's 1-for-3 today. And Javi has been a man in big moments this year. Has had a couple of walk-offs within their last one. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone fastball, 94. Rivas had Bradenton's first walk-off of the year on April 17th against Daytona. 3 RBI double. That was that game that was scoreless into extra innings. The 0-1 has taken on the inside corner and it's dropped by Carmine Lane. No advancement for strike 2. Rivas also has the last walk-off that happened in the 10th inning against Lakeland on June 21st. 0-2 on Javi. Jones sets the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's a fastball right past him for the second out of the 10th inning. And now another pinch hitter is Connor Delgado. Grab a bat. One nothing Jupiter. By the way, Bradenton this year, they've been shut out just twice. They have 7 shutouts of their own. They've only been shut out again twice. 2 outs, 2 on, 1-0 Hammerheads. The pitch to Connor Delgado. It's a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, called strike. Got a home run yesterday. I win the game. The 0-1. Broken bat. Fly ball down the right field line. Foul. And the Marauders are down to their last strike tonight. Bradenton has been shut out since May 15th in Tampa. Both of them came in a 2-week span on May 1st here at against Fort Myers, which they were 1 hit. Didn't have a hit until the 8th inning. Here they trail 1-0 in the 10th. They've got 4 hits. First and second, 2 outs against Jones. And now time is called. Kind of this year hitting 229 with 7 doubles, 7 home runs, and 20 RBIs. Jones looking to end the ball game right here. Deep breath, the 0-2. Swinging a high fly ball. Third base side, Sanchez in foul ground. Wynn is pulling it, and he makes the catch on the track. And that's the ball game. And a barn burner, Jupiter wins 1-0 in 10 innings tonight over the Bradenton Marauders. After a well-pitched game from Carlos Jimenez with a career-high 6 scoreless, it's not enough in the end as Bradenton again loses 1-0 in 10 innings. In the 10th, no runs on no hits, two men left on base. It's the post-game show next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Lecom Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas Cinzarella to give you a wrap on this ball game, which Jupiter won in 10 innings today by a score of 1-0. It was a pitcher's duel throughout. Jake Brooks, 6 innings scoreless. Carlos Jimenez, a career-high 6 innings, also struck out 7, allowed just 2 hits and walked 1. I mean, that might have been his best start of his career today. And so, unfortunately, was not enough in the end. Landon Tompkins also 2 scoreless, and then Mike Walsh ended up going the last 2 innings. Bradenton, though, really weren't too many chances to push across some runs. They had 3 hits or 4 hits in the regulation 9. All 4 came in different innings, but probably the best one, if you want to point one out, would be in the 7th inning. It was a 1-out single by Miguel Sosa, advanced 2nd and 3rd on a pair of pass balls, but was left at 3rd base with 2 outs in the 7th inning. And so that was, you know, probably the, one of the best ones they had. They also had a chance in the 1st inning, too. Back-to-back 2-out men reaching a walk and then a single, and then inning ended right there with runners at the corners. So a tough one there, and then Jupiter got the only run of the game in the top of the 10th. A 1-out double from Yoel Martinez. It was a good pitch from Walsh. Just blooped down the left field line. Ended up scoring Davis Bradshaw. And then Bradenton in the bottom of the 10th inning. Strikeout, walk, strikeout, pop out to end the ball game against Holt Jones. Final numbers in this one. Jupiter, 1 run on 4 hits, no errors, 5 left on base. Bradenton, no runs on 4 hits, 1 error, 7 men left on base. Game time, 2 hours and 16 minutes in 10 innings today. It was a breezy one. Holt Jones picked up the win, improves to 1-2. Mike Walsh, loser, falls to 1-1. Seen by 711 fans here today as well on Pride Night at Lecom Park. We come back on the postgame show. We'll get you some scores and also get you ready for tomorrow's contest. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton loses in attendance today 1-0 to the Jupiter Hammerheads. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard starting in the Florida State League today. Fort Myers, they had one game postponed, supposed to play two today. They're playing a regulation nine. They're up 1-0 right now in the bottom of the second inning against Daytona. Lakeland is up 2-0 after six innings on the road at Clover Park in St. Lucie. Tampa's has scored two more. They're up 10-0 on Dunedin at TD Ballpark, who have just one hit today. Tampa's 18 hits tonight. That's a lot of hits. Bradenton could have used a few of those tonight. Palm Beach, they fall to Clearwater 6-2. And again, Bradenton loses 1-0 in a tough 1-10 innings. But still looking to get things right tomorrow. In the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, the Big League Club, they won today on the road in Chicago's score of 6-2. Kyle Nicholas picked up the win, scored a couple runs late to position themselves out in front. They scored three in the ninth inning to win that one. AAA Indianapolis, they are behind right now, 4-3 on Columbus in the bottom of the sixth inning. And then AA Altoona, they win tonight 4-1 against AA Bowie. And High A Greensboro wins as well, 4-2. Patrick Riley, the winner there at First National Bank Field. And the FCL Pirates, they win today also 12-9 against down in Sarasota at Ed Smith Stadium. So obviously Indianapolis is losing right now, so if that result holds, it wouldn't be a sweep anyway. But pretty close to it throughout the organization today too. Even both DSL clubs won today down in the Dominican Republic. But again, Bradenton loses tonight, and so they fall to 37-49 overall, 8-12 in the second half of the season. We'll go for a series split tomorrow. They send Peyton Stumble the Hill 1-3 with a 4.83 ERA against Waleen Castillo 1-2, a 3.50 ERA. A high noon first pitch right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. We'll get you rolling on the pregame show at 11:40 a.m. Big thank you to hitting coach Scott Siebel for joining us here on the pregame show. Again, make sure you join us early for some more coverage like that. But that will wrap things up for us here on this Saturday night at Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Final score one last time, Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing in 10 innings. We'll see you here in Bradenton bright and early tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Saturday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.